Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Bart McDonough, the CEO and founder of Agio, a hybrid managed IT and cybersecurity services provider specializing in financial services, healthcare, and payments industries. Mr. McDonough has deep institutional investment knowledge with more than 20 years of experience working in cybersecurity, business development, and IT management within the hedge fund industry. Mr. McDonough, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And our pleasure, and thanks for your time and for coming out. So for starters today, Mr. McDonough, if you would tell us about your background in managed IT services and cybersecurity and what actually excites you about this sector, especially today.
Yeah, so I've been in the IT space pretty much my entire career, working in and around financial services mainly. A couple of small detours there, but started a business in 2010. It was a direct result of the financial services, the financial crisis we had there in 2008, and started the business to really provide my enterprise IT expertise to businesses that were a little smaller and perhaps didn't need the full-time staff that larger organizations did. And so I've been spending a little over a decade in that area, and have seen quite a few changes as it relates to cloud technology and cybersecurity and just overall mobility, certainly this last 18 months with the pandemic and how that shifted mobility. But I think to the second half of your question, what excites me is, you know, for a long time, when we talk about managed IT, another word for that is outsourced IT, and sometimes that has a real negative connotation. For a long time, that just meant an outsourced help desk that wasn't very helpful. I mean, Saturday Night Live had a great skit where the only thing that help desk person would do was tell you to reboot your computer. And we think there's a real opportunity to shift that narrative to not just provide great service through more traditional means of great service from a call center, but really start preventing problems. You know, a lot of our clients think about value of an IT service provider or a cybersecurity service provider as someone that solves a lot of problems. Well, we want to prevent a lot of problems. And that way you don't have to call the IT help desk. You don't have to report a cybersecurity issue. And so I think the idea of turning this industry on its head and going from very reactive solving problems to proactively preventing them gets me really excited.
Certainly understand that, and prevention is the key right here for sure. And I could understand why that would excite you to be the solution on prevention. Now, if you would, what exactly is Agio, and what kind of integrated IT and cybersecurity services does Agio provide, and who is your primary client base, if you don't mind covering that?
Yeah, we're about 300 employees scattered throughout the United States and pockets overseas. We provide really complete IT infrastructure management, all the services that a business today requires to operate, from email to servers to networks, databases, and then all of the ways that you need to protect those, protecting firewalls and endpoints, doing the various assessments and testing that is required to make sure that you're staying compliant, whether that's a little C internally or a big C, whether you have some mandate to fulfill. We think there's such this incredible opportunity for managed IT businesses to integrate deeply with cybersecurity. We're not a lot do that today. It seems maybe obvious, but often IT and cyber are separate businesses offering separate services. So we integrate those deeply. So when we manage your email, we are your help desk. We manage your infrastructure, your servers, your networks. We don't just have that IT person. We have a cyber person sitting right next to them. All of the solutions we're developing really integrate cyber and IT together. We think that's something that's sorely lacking in the industry, and something we've been quite successful doing here for five plus years.
Now, about a year and a half ago, you challenged the traditional mode of technology support right at the beginning of the pandemic. What does this mean, and what happened during this time to motivate change, and how is Agio's response, how is it helping you better serve your clients, and why would all this matter to them?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, a year and a half ago, what we started realizing is maybe a little, maybe almost 2 years now, we started realizing that this idea that the way we were providing value to our customers was simply reacting to their problems just wasn't good enough anymore. And so with the advent of some of these new, what I call force multiplier technologies, things like AI and ML and DevOps, you really need to change what you're offering and the value you provide. And so we went out and hired an incredible team, data scientists, product managers, data engineers, DevOps engineers, to really ingest all of this data. And what AI is very good at, what ML is very good at, is making great predictions. And so what we started doing was making predictions around when our clients were going to have problems, when they were going to have cyber challenges. And then if we had those really accurate predictions, we were able to start taking action on them proactively. And so what we've seen is a tremendous reduction in the amount of problems our clients are having, the time it's taking to solve those problems if they do arise, and also the time it's taking to fulfill requests that our clients have. We're really obsessed with making sure our clients aren't blocked by technology. We're not saying that we're going to necessarily make your business more profitable. We're going to make you a better investor. We're going to make you a better lawyer, a better banker. But what we're going to do is make sure that the technology you're using isn't getting in your way. Too often we think technology, while it's incredibly powerful and enabling, it's also very frustrating for a lot of people. And we're trying to remove that frustration. We're trying to remove those obstacles to using technology to really unleash its full power. And so what we've been doing for that kind of 18 months is developing a series of models and platforms to really help us achieve that vision. Super happy where we are. We still think we're in the very early innings of this, but one client in particular I can kind of highlight, we did some analysis with them, and they were spending about an hour a month per person interacting with a help desk. Once we cut them over to our system, we did some optimizations, we ran all these models, we're now down to under 15 minutes per person spending interactions with the help desk. All that additional time, they can go and rededicate to their job, to their primary business, as opposed to just working with the help desk. So we're super encouraged, and as I said, I think we're in the early innings of this.
Certainly do appreciate the fine report and also the information shared so far. It is most helpful. Today we're speaking with Mr. Bart McDonald, the CEO and founder of Agio, a hybrid managed IT and cybersecurity services provider specializing in the financial services, healthcare, and payments industries. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, if you would, tell us about your collaboration with Steve Cohen and Point72 Hyperscale and your work together developing an AI-enabled service platform. And how did you come to know and work with Stephen Cohen's Point72 Hyperscale? That's a curiosity. And also, can you speak to your shared belief in the transformative role of AI? That would be great.
Sure. I'll touch on the second one first, because it kind of predates. So I started working for Steve Cohen in 2001, back at SAC Capital, and then left his organization to actually start Agio. Since I started Agio, his firm has remained a client. And so Steve and his firm have had a very intimate knowledge of Agio and what we do, how we do it. And so when we were looking for a partner to help us fund and really invest in building this AI platform, they were a very logical fit. And around this time that we were looking, they were in parallel having this great idea around hyperscale, this idea that, more manual-based businesses can be, that a tremendous amount of value can be unlocked through the use of AI and in these other force multiplier technologies. And so, as I mentioned earlier, we believe these force multiplier technologies can really unlock value for our clients the fact is that we think our clients are not achieving all the value they can from their technology because of problems, because of a very reactive model of IT, whether that IT is internal IT or outsourced. And so we partnered with them. They have made a significant investment in this firm, and working together, we're really building what we think is a next generation managed service provider, using these force multiplier technologies, AI at the forefront of that, to really help us stay ahead of all of the changes in technology, with the result of making sure that our clients are not blocked by technology. I'll say it again. I just think it's so important that we don't, that technology can enable our clients to do their best work. And instead, too often it's annoying. It's a pain point. It's a source of frustration for our clients, and we're eliminating that and making it be just this seamless use of their technology.
Another question for you. How is AI-enabled cybersecurity and managed IT transforming industries and making companies more dynamic? And your core clients are hedge fund, private equity, and asset management firms. Tell us about that, and do you envision your client base growing and or changing?
Yeah, what we're building now, and I came from a history of working in financial services, hedge funds, and so those are the clients that we initially targeted. We've had a great relationship with those firms, and we continue. We've been adding, kind of the tangent industries to hedge funds and asset managers and private equity, investment banking. In terms of the future, we think what we're building is going to be very applicable to almost every business. We certainly think the professional services type businesses, accounting firms and consulting firms, architecture firms, energy firms are all super ripe for this kind of transformation. Going to the first part of your question, when making great predictions, and AI is being used a lot in cybersecurity, our unique angle here is we're combining IT with that as well. A business, while they don't want to be attacked, what they really don't want is to have any kind of disruption. And that disruption, if it's caused by cyber, is terrible. If it's caused by systems not working, poor configuration, outages, whatever, they need their systems working. And so we're using AI to make sure that we're delivering systems that are constantly working. They're very resilient. So if there are issues, that we're able to get people back up and working very quickly. And AI is just one technology that really makes this possible.
Mr. McDonough, really appreciate your time and the information and insight shared here today. Much appreciated. Before you go, in conclusion, is there anything else you'd like to share, maybe in form of a tip or a final thought, as we do wrap things up here today?
Yeah, sure. We're constantly producing great content and case studies around this. Please go to our website, agio.com, A-G-I-O. You can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is Bart McD, B-A-R-T-M-C-D. We're constantly talking about this space on how businesses can better utilize their technology, how they can make technology less of a pain point and more of an enabler. That is where we're tremendously focused. We're spending a lot of time there. We're also seeing a lot of cost savings for our clients, simply because we're now using technology to fix so many of these problems. There's just not as much labor involved. It's really a win-win for everyone. So feel free to check us out on agio.com or on Twitter, Bart McGee, and you'll find a lot of great content there.
That sounds great, and we'll also leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Mr. McDonough, all the best. Thanks for what you do in the space and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Bart McDonough, the CEO and founder of Agio, a hybrid managed IT and cybersecurity services provider specializing in the financial services, healthcare, and payments industries. And for all the details, simply visit agio.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.